Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
The head coach, Bill Belichick, joins me now. Coach, congratulations. A little bittersweet. You lose your quarterback, unfortunately, in the game, but your team's 2-0. You survive, and you're sitting there 2-0. Different formula than last week, but are you still happy with the results and another win?
Yeah, of course. Anytime you can win the division, that's a good thing. Miami's a good football team. We had the upper hand for a while. They fought back, and it's good to win. Certainly a lot better than the last time we walked off the field against the Dolphins.
All right. Unfortunately, Jimmy goes down in the game. Bad for him. Jacoby Brissett, it's just how you draw it up for a rookie, right? In his second game, probably hasn't had a lot of reps during the week. How do you think he handled things as that game wound on? Seems like he moved the team, got some points for you there.
He did. Jacoby showed a lot of poise in that situation. Tough situation to come into. But, you know, he handled it well. Thought he made some good throws, as he has all preseason, really. He's thrown the ball accurately for us, and he's a big, strong guy in there. Got out of trouble a couple times with some scrambles. So, it was a good experience for him. He got his feet wet. He's learning, and if he has to play again, I think this will be a good experience to have.
Talk about that run game, LeGarrette Blount. Your guys pulling, saw Nate Solder pulling. You know, Clay Harbor seemed like he set the edge. How satisfying is it to run the ball like that when you want to?
Well, that was huge for us. That was really important to be able to, slow down their pass rush a little bit. I think they substituted a decent amount on the defensive line. So, I think we got to that a little bit. But yeah, just to stay balanced, to go back there and try to throw the ball 50 times against right. These guys is hard. We tried to run the ball against them the last time we played them in Miami, and fortunately we had more success yesterday.
So I want to talk about the defense. Tell of two halves. Outstanding in the first half, holding Miami down. Didn't seem like they could get any sort of rhythm. Score gets out of hand a little bit. Do you change the philosophy as far as coverage may change and what you give them underneath, whether it's zone coverage, man-to-man coverage, keeping things in front of you to eliminate the big play?
Yeah, no, we really threw a lot at them. I thought they handled it well. They picked it up well. We threw a lot of different blitzes at them. We missed man and zone. I mean, really, that's the situation you want to be in defensively, where you can, kind of call a mixture of pressures, man, zone, and kind of get the pass rush going. I mean, we hit him a few times. We flushed him out a couple times. He made some yards scrambling. So, they made a couple great catches. But in the end, we just didn't, play as well as we'd like to have played defensively in that kind of end of the third to middle of the fourth quarter range.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will sit tight. He'll be back later in the show, and we'll talk about the Houston Texans. But first, more of All Access after this.